Well, at the moment, four of Northern Ireland's health trusts provide what are called community meals. Men and women who are assessed and meet certain criteria are eligible for this type of meal, which costs around £1.50. It's a chilled but freshly cooked meal delivered to their home by an independent provider. The meal is usually left in the kitchen or as part of a healthcare package. The meal is heated in the oven or the microwave by a care assistant who calls into the home. It usually takes around 3 minutes to heat up. As well as it being fresh, nutritious, it also means that the client is receiving a health visitor to their home, and that means that there's human contact, someone coming into their home, checking up on them, ensuring that they remember to eat it and to finish the meal and to have a drink as well. And usually there's a cup of tea or coffee provided, and there's a dessert. Now let's hear from 86-year-old Robert Williams. Now while he's in the Belfast Health Trust, which isn't implementing this frozen meal policy, Robert was able to tell me just how much he values the service.
It's definitely a pleasure to have a meal that you don't have to cook. That's the first and most important thing. If you saw my skills at cooking, you'd realise just the importance of it. And furthermore, if I was doing them as for vegetables and stuff, if I'd opened a tin of peas at the beginning of the week, it'd still be on peas at the end of the week, and I wouldn't have any other vegetables. There's generally two or three vegetables with your main meal.
So that's what happens now, Mary Louise. What will the changes mean?
Well, this plan, which the BBC understands is being implemented by the South Eastern Trust in May, will mean that the Trust will deliver 2 weeks' worth of frozen meals in one batch. Now, the elderly man and woman will then store these meals in their freezer and they will defrost them each day as required. Now, every client is different and will have to meet criteria. They'll be assessed perhaps on whether they have a freezer, a microwave and a suitable oven. They'll be assessed on their ability to cook for themselves, or will they require someone to call into the house and to do it for them. But according to some healthcare providers and social care workers that I spoke to yesterday, the criteria for these services is getting tougher and tougher. It's becoming a lot harder to be deemed suitable enough to require a home help. So the general feeling was yesterday that many more men and women will either lose their home help and will be expected to do this meal on their own. In fact, the Southern Health Trust, well, it no longer provides community meals, and there has been hardly any new referrals from the Northern Health Trust for such a service, I'm told, in a couple of years. Now, back to Robert Williams again. Remember, he's 86, and he told me, never mind missing the human contact of someone coming in to see him every day, he says he would be concerned for his fellow friends in the Southeastern Health Trust about their freezer actually being big enough.
It's just a basic fridge. It's not a freezer at all. No. Well, if you had too many, you couldn't put them in. There's no question about it. But as I say, you've other food that you would be eating during the week. And there might be room for two of those, one sitting on top of another, and the dessert sitting to the side of it, if you had to put them into the freezer. But that would be all.
What, Mary Louise, are the charities saying?
Well, not only have we heard from the charities, Noel, but also my colleagues in London picked up on this story last night, and they said that as far as they were concerned and to their knowledge, they didn't think that such a service existed in England, where frozen meals were being sent out in batches. But I've also, as you say, been talking to the charities, and they've described it as a mere delivery service. One said it was disgraceful, inhumane. It was going against the grain of what a health and social care trust should be providing. According to the charities, it raised as many issues, such as we have heard, will a freezer be big enough? Does a person have a microwave oven? What about that human contact, which is part of the social care service currently, where that happens? Let's be honest, it can often mean that a person is still alive whenever that home care help calls in to see the person. Will the person remember to take the meal out of the freezer? Because a lot of these people do suffer from dementia. Also, practically, apparently this frozen meal